This year started on June 28th and is expected to end July 28th in most parts of the world. Ramadan is the ninth month of the Muslim calendar year, during which strict fasting is observed from sunrise to sunset until the month ends with a feast called Eid al-Fitr. Ramadan began as a holy month when the first Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad on what is known as the Night of Power. According to the Islamic Society of Rutgers University, fasting in the holy month involves abstaining from food, drink, and smoking. It is also about self-restraint and bringing followers closer to Allah. The call to prayer, which is performed to mark the start of five prayer sessions undertaken by Muslims a day, becomes more significant during the holy month of Ramadan. Ali Mack is an imam or preacher at the Mosque of Light in Kwekwe. Mack, who became an imam after completing a five-year course at the Islamic College in Harare, says Ramadan is one of the five pillars of the religion.
This Ramadan is the ninth month on the Islamic calendar, and it was made compulsory for each and every mature Muslim, male or female, to fast for 29 or 30 days. This is an order from God Almighty. He has said in the holy book of the Muslims, the Quran, that kutiba alaykum ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumusiyamu kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. That all you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you, just as how it was prescribed upon those who were before you. For the main reason that you may gain taqwa, that is the fear of God Almighty.
The other pillars of Islam are prayer, faith, pilgrimage, and zakat, which means everything belongs to God and wealth is held by human beings in trust. In most cases, Muslims hold their prayers in mosques, and this includes during the month of Ramadan. In Harare, they gather at the Islamic Center in Waterfalls, and in Belvedere, while in the Midlands capital, Gweru, they congregate at the Gweru Islamic Center. In Kwekwe, they assemble at the Mosque of Light, which is situated in the city's central business district. Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo, is also home to hundreds of Muslims, mostly drawn from Malawian immigrants. Gweru resident, Mrs. Yasmin Milanzi, grew up in a Christian family but later converted to Islam. She says many people have a lot of misconceptions about Islam and strongly believes that these can be dispelled if they take some time to know more about their religion. Like her colleagues, she is currently observing Ramadan. Mrs. Milanzi explains that a typical day of fasting begins with a light meal known as suhoor, which is eaten before dawn. The day ends with gathering at a mosque for a sunset prayer, the recital of the Quran, and dinner. Mrs. Milanzi says the end of Ramadan is marked by almsgiving and some festivities which are almost similar to Christmas.
Ramadan goes for about 29 days, sometimes it's 30 days. So after those 30 days, that's when we celebrate. We call it Eid al-Fitr. That's when we will be happy celebrating that we finished fasting. So we buy clothes for our kids, the whole family. We buy presents also for each other. We go to the mosque to celebrate with others. That's to encourage unity. We cook different types of food. We don't eat pork. Our meat is halal. It means permissible. We don't drink alcohol or anything that is alcoholic.
19-year-old Asim Milanzi is a young Muslim. She says contrary to some beliefs, Islam is not a religion with strict rules. She says the religion fosters moral uprightness, especially among young people.
Islam is not a strict religion. When they think about the religion, most people focus on the way female Muslims dress and they criticize this. But as a young Muslim, I feel that the dressing is cool because it is decent. Some young girls wear skimpy or tight dresses and they go out in semi-naked state, which is not good. And I believe that the banning of the mixing of boys and girls during prayer and other activities like workshops is also good because it limits the temptation of engaging in premarital sex.
Another 19-year-old youth, who only identified himself as Imran, is also a follower of Islam. He agrees with the view that the holy month of Ramadan also enforces discipline among the youths. There are an estimated 1.6 billion Muslims around the world, making Islam the world's second largest religious tradition after Christianity, according to the December 2012 Global Religious Landscape Report from the Pew Research Center's Forum on Religion and Public Life. The Pew Research Analysis notes that nearly two-thirds of Muslims live in the Asia-Pacific region. The research indicates that more Muslims live in India and Pakistan, where there are 344 million followers, than in the entire Middle East North Africa region with 317 million. Local Islamic groups have put the number of Muslims in Zimbabwe at 1.2 million. But some researchers and various organizations believe that there are less than 100,000 Muslims in the country, which is dominated by Christianity and local traditional beliefs. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shawa.